Philippians chapter number 3. I just want to take a little excursion away from our series in the book of Acts on the life of the Apostle Paul. And I want to go to a book that Paul wrote, the book of Philippians. He started this church, wrote this letter, and I want us to go. We studied, of course, this passage of when he started the church in the book of Acts. But I want to go to this letter that he wrote back to the church, Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter number 3. Hey, how many of you guys ever heard the expression, boy, this is really stretching me. How many of you ever heard that? This is stretching me. I'm not talking about when you're at the chiropractor either, okay? You know, boy, this new job I've got, it's really stretching me. Or this project at work is stretching me. Or this new college class I'm taking. Or this problem that I'm going through. This trial that I'm encountering. Man, I've heard people say it's really stretching me. What do we mean by that? Well, in your handout it says, it means that we're being taken out of our comfort zone and we are growing in ways that we could have never imagined, and we're finding strength that we did not know that we had. We're being stretched. And, you know, when I think of that, I'm reminded of when I was a boy. I was 4 or 5 years old. And when I saw this image right here, it reminded me of when I was a boy, because I had some monkey bars out in our neighborhood. And it was when we lived in St. Louis, Missouri. For only a couple of years we lived there, and I know I was 4 or 5 years old. And I remember the monkey bars just seemed like they went on forever. How many of you ever do monkey bars when you were a kid? You know, they just seem like they go on forever when you're little. And it seems so far down when you fall. And I remember doing the monkey bars. And I could only get about a quarter of the way, halfway, and I'd fall. I didn't have the strength. And I wanted so much to be able to accomplish getting all the way to the end of the monkey bars. Well, our neighbor came out and was watching me one day, real nice guy. And I told him how bad I wanted to get to the other end. And I was, you know, trying to do that. And you know what my neighbor did? My neighbor said to me, he said, "Danny, I tell you what I'm going to do." He said, "When you're able to start on that first monkey bar and you're able to go all the way across without falling," and then he pulled out his billfold. And he said, "I am going to get," and he pulled out, I don't remember if it was a 1 or a 5. I don't remember what it was. All I know is, as a 4 or 5 year old, I thought it was a lot of money. And he said, "I'm going to give you this bill, this money, when you're able to show me that you can go. You can't just tell me, you got to show me that you can go from one end to the other." Do you know what happened, folks? Those monkey bars that I could not get across within a day or two, do you know what I did? I got across them. You know, he brought out in me some stretching that I didn't know was there. I could grow, and I had strength, and I could be stretched in ways that I didn't realize until he gave me that incentive. And then I stretched myself very quickly to where I could get across and earn that bill. Let me ask you a question. How are you doing spiritually in your walk with Christ? Now, I don't want you to answer out loud. Are you being stretched? And are you growing? Or is it possible that you've gotten locked into a comfort zone and you're coasting somewhat? You're coasting. You know, the Apostle Paul, who wrote this, we know he was a man on a mission. We've studied his missionary journeys. We've been doing that. We know that this guy, Paul, was so focused on exalting Christ and getting the gospel of Christ out against really seemingly insurmountable odds. He did it. It was just amazing what he accomplished. And as I think about Paul and all that he accomplished, and I think about the growth that happened in such a quick amount of time with him, I think I know the key to how Paul did it. And it's found in Philippians 3. Verse 13. Will you look at it with me? Philippians 3, verse, let's go up to verse 12 and we'll get the context. Paul says, "Not as though I had already attained." Either were already perfect. He said, "That's not me. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus." Verse 13 is the key. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I haven't arrived. I haven't gotten to the point where I've reached the pinnacle and I don't need to grow anymore. He said, I have not apprehended. He said, look at this. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are what? Behind. And what's the next two words, church? Reaching forth. Reaching forth unto those things which are before. Do you know what the phrase reaching forth literally means? It means to stretch oneself forward. According to God's word, we need to be reaching forth. We need to be stretching ourselves spiritually in our walk with Jesus Christ. We need to be stretching ourselves corporately as a church family. Now, let's just be real honest and sincere here. Is it possible that maybe you've gotten stuck in a spiritual rut? Maybe you've gotten locked into a spiritual comfort zone. I think that can happen. It's happened to me many times. I've been saved for 30 years. Yeah, it's happened many times where I kind of get in a rut. I find myself in a comfort zone. And I have to wake up enough to realize that I'm there before I'm going to do anything about it. And maybe this morning's a wake-up call. It's the beginning of a new year, you know? I mean, here we are, the second Sunday of the new year. Last year we talked about growing and changing and the key to that in 2013 and how that the key to that is a teachable spirit like Apollos had. You know, being willing to want to grow, to want to learn, to want to move forward, to want to be stretched. It could be you're here and you've stopped growing. You're in a spiritual comfort zone. That can happen to Christians and it can happen corporately to churches. But I want to submit to you this morning, church, that as your pastor, we cannot allow this to happen. Church, there is too much at stake. Do you guys believe this morning like I do that Satan is still fervently attacking families today? I believe he is. I don't believe he's quit doing that. In fact, if anything, it's intensified. Satan knows his time is short. He's got the pedal, man, down on the gas pedal. He's got it all the way to the ground. What's the old expression? He's got the pedal to the metal. And he's not letting up. And he's trying fervently to attack Christians and churches that are teaching the Bible. He's attacking homes. He's attacking families. He's attacking children. He's attacking teenagers. And he wants to fragment homes and marriages. And he wants to split up Christian friendships. And he wants to do everything he can to wreak havoc. He's not letting up. So therefore, we cannot afford to let our guard down and think that we can let up off the gas and coast to glory. Folks, that isn't going to work. We can't coast to glory. We got to keep being stretched. We got to keep growing. I don't know where you're at. I know where I'm at. I don't know where you're at. But I just know, and I had a guy come to the hospitality room that was visiting today, a Christian, and from out of town, another church, and he's like, man, that was it. He said, that is exactly it, what you said this morning. He said, we can get so locked into a comfort zone where we think all the stuff that we do is what it's all about. And it's not. It's not. I'm not up here preaching you need to do more today. That you're going to see by the end of the message. The message isn't you need to do more. You need to get more involved and you need to do more and you need to do this and you need to do that. No, that's not the message. I'm saying you need to grow spiritually in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You need to be stretched in your relationship with Him. That's what I'm talking about today. Now, how are we going to do that? This text is going to show us. I want you to go back to verse 1. Everybody go back to verse 1 of Philippians 3, and let's see how we're going to be stretched spiritually. Verse 1, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, Paul was a Jew, which worship God in the Spirit. And notice, he said, we rejoice in Christ Jesus. And then notice, he said, we have no confidence in the what? Flesh. I want you to get this first principle. Number one, if we're going to be stretched spiritually, we must refuse to trust in our fleshly power. We must refuse to trust in our fleshly power. It is so crucial that we understand this scriptural principle. Fleshly power and fleshly wisdom cannot bring spiritual growth. You can get a degree, 5 degrees, 10 degrees from DSC, and that will not help you grow spiritually. You can have perfect attendance at Crossroads for a year and may never grow spiritually. You can be involved in Walk Through Bethlehem. You can do this and you can do that up here at the church and not grow spiritually. When the Bible talks about the flesh, what's it talking about? Well, in your handout, I want to give you a statement there. When the Bible talks about the flesh, it is speaking of people doing things independent of God through their own strength. It's talking about when we live independently of God and we do things in our own strength and in our own power. Fleshliness, fleshly behavior, doesn't mean that you're going out and you're doing something wicked. All right? That's not what I'm talking about. Stay with me now. You can do good things and do them in the power of the flesh. If I stand up here and I sing in the choir and I don't trust God to do it through me and I just do it in my own power and in my own strength, I'm singing in the flesh. I can get up here, man, and I can preach this message and not depend on God. I've got it covered, God. I don't really need your help and your strength. I've got this down. And I can get up and I can preach in my own strength and in my own power. And all that is, it's a work of the flesh. I want to submit to you, you will not be stretched spiritually through works of the flesh. You have to refuse to trust in your flesh. So many times we want a formula, don't we? I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and we want the list, and I'm going to keep the list, and I'm going to grow spiritually. You do not grow spiritually by keeping a list of do's and don'ts. You do not grow spiritually by keeping a list of rules. If we're going to grow as a church corporately, I'm not talking about growing numerically, I'm talking about growing spiritually in the Lord, growing in our walk. If we're going to grow spiritually, it's not going to happen because of some new nifty program we've put together, because of some new ministry that we've launched or invented. No, those things may be a tool, they may be a help, but I want you to know spiritual growth does not come by trusting in an event, trusting in a ministry event, trusting in a new program, trusting in a list of rules, trusting in the do's and don'ts. Paul said, I'm reaching forth. I'm being stretched. But he understood that fleshly power and fleshly wisdom and fleshly preaching and fleshly service was absolutely useless when it came to the cause of Christ. Look with me in your handout at 1 Corinthians 2, 4 and 5 on the other side of your handout. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but, he said, it was in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but where is my faith to rest? In the power of God. Is it possible for you to go to work Monday morning, and when you talk to people, is it possible for you to speak to people in demonstration of God's Spirit who lives within you and of His power? Can you do that if you're a Christian? You sure can. You can go and you can speak Monday morning at work and it can be in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. It can be by you wholly relying upon God and trusting Him to speak through you to your customers or your clients or your co-workers or whoever it is. You're trusting God all day long to speak through you. And when you speak, it's in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Question, can you go to work Monday morning and can you speak to other people and can you speak to co-workers and can you do it through the power of the flesh? You sure can. It can be you. It's all about you and you doing it. You know, I'm afraid many times in our Christian life, there's a progression that happens that's not good. And do y'all want to know what that progression is? The first time that we ever got to usher, sing in the choir, teach a class, do a ministry event, help and walk through Bethlehem, the first time we ever do it, it's like, oh, God, please, you humble yourself and you just say, God, Jesus, you're going to have to do this through me because I can't do it. You're going to have to do this through me. I just rely totally, solely upon you. And that's where we start. And then after a while, our prayer changes a little bit. And it's like, Lord, I want to do this through you. And then it just gets to where I can do it. I can do it. It started out, you got to do it through me. It progressed to, I can do it through Christ. And then it progressed to, I got it. I can do it.